With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. In a social media post, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis today said he has signed into law a new congressional map, one that could help Republicans pick up additional seats in the House in the midterm elections. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said today that the U.S. operation guiding vessels through the Strait of Hormuz off the Iranian coast is a temporary solution after the standoff resulted in the exchange of fire on Monday.
American forces won't need to enter Iranian waters or airspace. It's not necessary. We're not looking for a fight. But Iran also cannot be allowed to block innocent countries and their goods from an international waterway.
Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Dan Kane says that Iran has attacked the U.S. more than 10 times since the April 8th ceasefire, but he says the scale of those attacks fell below the threshold of restarting major combat operations. Another U.S. strike on an alleged drug-ferrying boat as President Trump's policy of keeping illegal drugs out of the country continues.
The U.S. military says it's launched another strike on a boat accused of ferrying drugs in the Caribbean Sea. The Trump administration's campaign of blowing up alleged drug trafficking vessels in Latin American waters has persisted since early September and killed at least 188 people in total. Despite the Iran war, the series of strikes have ramped up again in recent weeks, showing that the administration's aggressive measures to stop what it calls narco-terrorism in the Western Hemisphere aren't letting up. The military hasn't provided evidence that any of the vessels are carrying drugs. Hey, up in Juwanee, Washington.
Vice President Vance is visiting Iowa for the first time since taking office. Vance, considered one of the GOP's strongest potential 2028 presidential candidates, he is traveling to Iowa today to campaign for Republican Congressman Zach Nunn. This is SRN News. The Mayo Clinic has a warning about gambling.
The Rochester, Minnesota-based medical center says gambling can devolve into an uncontrollable urge to keep gambling despite the toll it takes on one's life. The recent easing of restrictions on sports gambling have unfortunately made the problem worse, particularly for young men. It can also lead to mental health issues, anxiety, and depression. Denominations such as the Southern Baptist Convention have condemned the increase in sports betting in society, and as the industry continues to grow, addressing these issues through regulation and public awareness is crucial. John Scott reporting.
Veteran WNBA star Ingrid Cunningham celebrating two events in her life. She pocketed a new contract with the Indiana Fever, and she told reporters about her recent baptism and recommitment to her faith in Christ. In a post on TikTok, Cunningham says that she got baptized when she was a child, but wanted to do it on her terms now as an adult. This is SRN News. A driver has fatally and apparently deliberately struck pedestrians in Germany.
Authorities say that a driver plowed into people in the center of the German city of Leipzig, leaving two people dead, two others seriously injured. The driver stopped the car himself and was in the vehicle at the time he was detained. Leipzig is one of the biggest cities in eastern Germany. The incident occurred on a street that leads to the city's shopping district. No word yet on a motive. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The man accused of throwing a Molotov cocktail at the home of San Francisco of OpenAI CEO Sam Altman has pleaded not guilty to charges of attempted murder, attempted arson, and other charges. Daniel Moreno Gama did not speak during today's arraignment on state charges as his attorney entered those pleas on his behalf. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 385 points. More from SRNNews.com.